The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 13, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on November 5th, 2010, in Kaliningrad, Russia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 13.
Так, сегодня вечером мы будем читать из Шримад Бхагавад-гиты, из 7 главы, 13 текст.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая. Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tribhir gunamayair bhavair. Ebi sarvam idam jagat. Mohitam na bijanati. Mamebhya param avyayam. Tribhir gunamayair bhavair. Ebi sarvam idam jagat. Mohitam na bijanati. Mamebhya param avyayam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Purport. The whole world is enchanted by three modes of material nature. Those who are bewildered by these three material modes cannot understand that transcendental to this material nature is the Supreme Lord Krishna. Every living entity under the influence of material nature has a particular type of body and particular type of psychological and biological activities accordingly. There are four classes of men functioning in the three modes of material nature. Those who are purely in the mode of goodness are called Brahmins. Those who are purely in the mode of passion are called Kshatriyas. Those who are in the modes of both passion and ignorance are called Vaishyas. Those who are completely in ignorance are called Shudras. And those who are less than that are animals or animal life. However, these designations are not permanent. I may either be a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or whatever. In any case, this life is temporary. But although life is temporary, and we do not know what are we going to be in the next life, by the spell of this illusory energy, we consider ourselves in terms of this bodily conception of life, and thus we think that we are American, Indian, Russian, or Brahmin, Hindu, Muslim, etc. And if we become entangled with the modes of nature, material nature, then we forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is behind all these modes. So Lord Krishna says that living entities deluded by these three modes of nature do not understand that behind the material background is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many different kinds of living entities, human beings, demigods, animals, etc., and each and every one of them is under the influence of material nature, and all of them have forgotten the transcendent personality of Godhead. Those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, and even those who are in the modes of goodness, cannot go beyond the impersonal Brahman conception of the Absolute Truth. They are bewildered before the Supreme Lord in His personal feature, which possesses all beauty, opulence, knowledge, strength, fame, and renunciation. When even those who are in goodness cannot understand, what hope is there for those in passion and ignorance? Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all these three modes of material nature, and those who are truly established in Krishna consciousness are already liberated.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Vita Tam sajiva sadhaita zavaduta varijana saitam Krishna chaitanya deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So these modes are pretty heavy. We are prisoners of these modes of nature. In Sanskrit, they are called guna. Guna also means rope. Just as you can tie somebody up by rope. We are tied up tightly within these modes of nature. So, Krishna consciousness is a process of how to become liberated from these modes of nature. We must become liberated from these modes. Because as long as we are within these modes of nature, we cannot understand Krishna. And if you cannot understand Krishna, there is no question of happiness. If we do not understand Krishna, then we will simply engage in serving these senses. Where does this sense gratification take you? Simply to death, that's all. To death. Anybody here is interested in death? Somebody volunteers to die right now? We take a gun and shoot you, you're ready for death? No. No one wants death. But yet we are embracing death. By remaining within these modes of nature. So, how to get out of these modes of nature? We have to take the process known as Vaidhi Bhakti. This process of serving Krishna under the shelter the bona fide spiritual master. This liberates us gradually from the influence of the modes of nature. Rupa Goswami has listed 64 items of bhakti. He gives the 10 most important points. Then he gives another 10 very important points. And then he lists another 44 important points. You have that book, Nectar of Devotion? So out of the first 20 very important items, he has summarized there are three that are very, very important. The first three in the list. The very first point is you should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Someone may say, well, what do I need a spiritual master for? I'll just be my own spiritual master. But the difficulty is, unless you're liberated, you can't liberate. A conditioned soul cannot liberate himself. If one wants to be liberated, you have to be liberated by a liberated soul. Therefore, it is essential that one take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. The spiritual master is a liberated soul. And he has the power given by Krishna to liberate you. Actually, the spiritual master has to be a pure devotee. If he's not a pure devotee, he can't be a bona fide spiritual master. Actually, even if you want to go back to Godhead, Prabhupada explained, you have to be a pure devotee. So how many of you would like to go back to Godhead in this lifetime?
Yeah.
So now you almost become pure devotees. Because unless you're a pure devotee, you won't go back to Godhead. Whatever impurity you have in your heart, Krishna will fulfill your impure desire by giving another material body. This is not joking business. This is very serious business. Each and every one of us, we will leave our body. Today, tomorrow, next year, sometime, each of us will leave our body. If we have any impurity in the heart, that means we still have a desire to enjoy the material nature. And Krishna will fulfill that desire. You want to enjoy the material nature? All right, here, take another material body. So the spiritual master, he has to be a pure devotee. Pure devotee means liberated soul. He's no longer interested in material sense gratification. So, such a pure devotee spiritual master, how will he liberate us? He engages us in the process of Krishna consciousness. So, how does this process work? That is also described, Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam. You engage your senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishi Kesha.
Это также описывается Хришикеша, Хришикена. То есть вы занимаетесь свои чувства хозяином чувств.
So how does that process work?
И как этот процесс работает?
Here's how it works.
Вот так он работает.
In our original pure state, we are pure devotees.
В нашем изначальном чистом состоянии мы являемся чистыми преданными.
Everybody is already a pure devotee.
В действительности каждый из вас изначально уже
That pure bhakti is simply covered by the clouds of the modes of nature. That's so.
Единственное, что чистая бхакти, чистая преданность, она покрыта облаками невежества, облаками гун.
Just like every child has the, every baby child who's crawling on the floor, has the innate capacity to walk.
Подобно тому, как каждый ребенок, который еще не умеет ходить, ползает по полу.
And by the training of the parents, that little baby child can learn to walk. If the capacity for walking were not there within the baby, then no amount of training could be successful in teaching that baby how to walk.
Никакое бы обучение и какие-то тренировки не помогли бы достичь успеха в том, чтобы ребенок научился ходить.
But because the innate capacity is already there within the baby,
но поскольку эта способность уже изначально заложена в природе в ребенке,
that walking process can be taught.
Эти попытки приводят к тому, что ребенок начинает рано или поздно ходить.
So everyone has the innate capacity, the innate tendency to love God. That's a fact.
Поэтому у каждого есть естественная способность и склонность любить Господа.
Even the atheistic person.
Даже у самого атеистичного человека.
Deep within, he has love for God.
Глубоко внутри, в действительности, он любит Бога.
Therefore, if you can engage that person, whether he's an atheist, whoever he may be.
Поэтому, если вы занимаете эту личность, неважно, атеист или кто-либо.
If you can engage that person in serving Krishna.
Если вы займете эту личность служением Кришне.
Through any one of nine processes.
Каким-либо из девяти процессов.
Beginning with hearing about Krishna.
Начиная с слушания о Кришне.
Through these nine systems of bhakti.
Через эти девять процессов преданного служения.
Shravana, kirtana, smarana, vandana in this way.
Shravana, kirtana, smarana, vandana.
Any one of these nine activities of devotional service.
То есть эти девять процессов преданного служения.
If one engages in it under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master,
если человек начинает заниматься этими процессами под руководством духовного,
or a senior devotee,
или старших преданных,
then they revive their original nature.
Тогда он возрождает свою изначальную природу духовную.
As the body of Krishna.
Природу преданного Кришны.
And just as when the sun rises in the morning.
И это подобно восходу солнца утром.
The fog is burned away by the sun.
Когда туман рассеивается благодаря лучам солнца.
I remember one morning I was at our new Govardhan farm in Australia.
Я помню одно утро, когда мы были на ферме New Govardhan в Австралии.
There are beautiful mountains and valleys there.
Там очень прекрасные холмы, поля и горы.
The valley, it was completely covered by fog. There was a whole big thing of fog going through the valley, you see. We were up high on the mountain, so we could look down on the fog. But I saw how when that morning sun came, that fog was burned away, you see. So this process of chanting Hare Krishna, this process of engaging in devotional service, it is a powerful sun. And it burns away the fog by associating with the spiritual master, by serving the spiritual master. The fog becomes burned away. By associating with devotees. In serving devotees, the fog becomes burned away. By engaging in Hare Krishna Kirtan, the fog becomes burned away. By offering obeisances, the fog becomes burned away. By taking prasadam, the fog becomes burned away. By hearing this lecture, the fog becomes burned away. So in this way, engage in devotional service, and the fog becomes burned away. Is 1 second enough to completely burn away the fog? 1 second? No, it takes some time. But if one will patiently engage on a regular daily basis in the process of Krishna consciousness, then one will experience gradually how all the fog of material existence is burned away. The tama fog, the raja fog, and the sattva fog all become burned away. You just have to stay in the process. Every day chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And then, as that fog completely is burned away by the brilliant sun of Krishna, then you will see Krishna everywhere. The whole world will become illuminated. Everywhere you will see how Krishna is manifest everywhere. That there is no place where Krishna is not manifest. That vision you will develop if you will continue to chant Hare Krishna. So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Have we want to go back to Godhead? Does we have to have desire to go back to Godhead?
So, what's the question?
Does we have to desire?
If you don't desire to go back to Godhead, you will desire something else. Desire you must have. You cannot extinguish desire. Someone may say, well, I'm following the path of Buddhism, and my program is to extinguish all desire. But you were desiring to extinguish desire. That is also desire. So desire cannot be eliminated. One simply has to desire that which is favorable for one's deliverance from this material existence. So one has to know what is the position of the liberated soul. He who is actually liberated from this material existence, he's engaged in the service of God. Simply denying desire doesn't give him one permanent liberation. One may be temporarily liberated by desiring to become free from desire.
Мы можем на какое-то время временно освободиться, утвердившись в желании не иметь желания.
But denying desire cannot permanently liberate one.
Но просто отвергнуть желание не может нам принести вечность.
Because our nature is we want loving relationship. Don't you desire loving relationship? Yes. Everyone desires loving relationship. So unless you can make loving relationship with the Supreme Person, you must make that loving relationship with materialistic persons. So we make loving relationship with Krishna. We make loving relationship with Guru. We make loving relationship with Vaishnavas. In this way, our desires become completely purified. And we don't even have to desire to go back to Godhead. Because anyone who is fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, they're already back to Godhead. They're already liberated. Any other questions?
Что страсти гуньёса, они покрывают. И также говорится, что вожделение тоже покрывает. Можно ли сказать, что вожделение это и есть гуна? То есть то есть гуна страсти, которая покрывает. Почему Кришна два раза говорит, что и там покрывает? То есть и вожделение покрывает, и гуна покрывает. А?
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that modes of passion and ignorance are covering the soul, and also
covering.
And also, Krishna says that lust also is covering the soul. В чем вопрос?
Это одно и то же.
It is the same.
It's described kama esha, krodha esha. Rajaguna Samudvavaha Mahashano Mahapapma Vidvedam Mihamayaviram. It is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed into wrath, which is the all devouring sinful enemy of this world. Chapter 3, text 37.
Krishna говорит, Bhagavad Gita, Kama Esha Krodha Esha Rajaguna Samudvava Mahashana Mahapapma Vidvedam Mihamayaviram.
So,
то есть, когда живое существо соприкасается с гуной страсти, возникает вожделение, которое порождает затем гнев.
When prema, the original pure state of prema, comes in contact with rajaguna, that prema turns into kama.
То есть, таким образом, живое существо, когда оно контактирует с гуной страсти, с материальной природой, изначальная према, любовь к Богу...
Rajaguna is a catalyst. Catalyst?
Раджа-гуна является катализатором,
which turns prema into kama,
которая преобразует прему, любовь к Богу, в каму, вожделение.
So now instead of prema, we have kama.
И так таким образом.
And that kama later turns into krodha.
Полностью погружены в катализатор, то сейчас наша изначальная према.
But if you can reconnect yourself with Krishna through His holy name.
Но мы можем восстановить свою связь с Кришной, несмотря на то, что погружены в этот катализатор.
Then you can turn kama back into prema.
И наша кама, она снова преобразуется в прему.
So the contact with Rajagun pollutes you.
Таким образом, контакт с Раджагуной, он нас оскверняет.
And the contact with Krishna revives you and purifies you.
А контакт с Кришной, он возрождает нас, очищает.
Next question. Everybody is happy.
Все счастливы.
Completely happy.
Полностью счастливы.
No more problems.
Нет никаких проблем.
Вот желание вернуться в духовный мир, оно вот не выглядит как эгоистическое желание. То есть желание служить Кришне – это одно. То есть, ну, как бы понятно. А вот само желание вернуться в духовный мир, оно вот, мне кажется, как бы, ну, оно эгоистическое. Вот. Что-то это такое есть.
He asked the desire to go back to Godhead. It seems like something egoistic desire.
Something what?
Egoistic.
Egoistic?
Yeah.
No, actually, the pure devotee doesn't desire it then.
No, в действительности чистый преданный не желает этого.
Desire to go back to God, that's for the neophyte.
А желание вернуться к Богу, это для
неофита. Lord Chaitanya says, Naddanam najanam nasundarim kabicham bhajagadisha kamaye. Mama janmani janmani shvade bhavatad bhaktira haita ki tvai. I don't desire to go back to God. I just want to be engaged in devotional service, that's all.
Господь Чайтанья говорит своих шикшаштик, что я даже не желаю вернуться обратно домой к Господу. Единственное, о чем я молю и желаю, это преданное
служение. Someone says, Krishna, I'll be your devotee if you'll take me back to Godhead.
Кто-то может говорить, Кришна, я твой чистый преданный, забери меня обратно домой к Богу.
He's making some demand of Krishna. That's not a pure bhakti.
То есть, если он что-то требует от Кришны, то это уже само по себе является, не является чистым преданностью.
I remember reading in Prabhupada's books, the desire to go back to Godhead is sattvic desire.
Я помню, я читал книги Прабхупады о том, что желание вернуться обратно домой к Господу является.
So it's a good desire.
Это очень хорошее желание.
But it's not pure bhakti.
Но это не является желанием для разряда чистой преданности, чистой бхакти.
And actually, the if you simply desire pure bhakti, you'll automatically go back to Godhead.
Другими словами, с другой стороны, если вы просто желаете чистой преданности,
so we should simply focus on pure bhakti. Because without pure bhakti, you're not going to go back to Godhead.
Поскольку если у вас нет чистого преданного служения, то по определению вы не вернетесь обратно к моему Богу.
And if you have pure bhakti, you're already back to Godhead. Even here in Kaliningrad, if you have pure bhakti, you're already back to Godhead. If you have pure bhakti, you're seeing Krishna at every minute. If you have pure bhakti, you're associating with Krishna at every minute. So, simply focus on pure bhakti. Pure devotional service. That's the whole theme of the Nectar Devotion. It talks about pure devotional service. So, just focus on pure devotional service and then you're back to God, it is already accomplished. We don't have to separately desire to go back to Godhead apart from pure devotional service. But it is a good feeling. Oh, I would like to go back to Godhead. It's a good feeling. But one should know what is the qualification for achieving it. That mood of complete surrender to Krishna. That is a qualification. Not that I want to go back to Godhead and keep all my anarthas at the same time. That doesn't work. I want to keep my lust. I want to keep my anger. I want to keep my greed, my madness, my illusion, my envy, and go back to Godhead with all of my baggage, all my luggage. When you check in for the flight back to Godhead, no luggage is allowed. You can't check in your lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, envy on the flight. You have to go without luggage. So, simply desire pure bhakti. Simply take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And then how far will you be from Godhead? Do you know how far you will be if you take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet? How far will we be away from Godhead? Does anyone know the distance, how far you will be from Godhead when you take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet? Not far. Vatsapadam. Samashrutaye palavaplavam mahatpudam punyajasho murare bhavam buddhir vatsaparang padam 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 yad vibhatam natesham. Such beautiful poetry, huh? Shakespeare cannot compete with Veda Vyasadeva. No one can compete with Veda Vyasa. Such beautiful poetry. Samashrutaye palavaplavaplavang mahatpadang punyajasho mare mare pavambudir vatsaparam padam 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 yadvibadam natesham. So sweet. So the meaning is, one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who was the shelter of the cosmic manifestation, and who has become a superstar for annihilating that rascal demon Mura. Yes, Krishna has become the topmost superstar for killing, because he killed the Mura demon. For such a person, this vast, insurmountable ocean of material existence becomes reduced down to the amount of water in the hoofprint of a cat. What is the destination for such a person who has achieved that bhakti mood? Where is he going? What is his ticket? What is his airline ticket taking him? Is it taking him to Moscow? Where is his ticket taking him? To Moscow? No. His ticket is taking him to Parampadam, the supreme abode. Not that place. Parampadam yadvibhatam natesham. Not that place. Not that place where there's danger at every step. So, my dear devotees, if you want to achieve Parampadam, the supreme destination, there's only one thing you have to do. Gotta take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Find some corner there in his foot. Just find an empty space on his foot where you can take shelter. There's millions and billions of living entities who've taken shelter of his feet. You have to find some spot where you can get your shelter. So, any more questions?
How the sacrifice or donation of something can purify our existence.
Sacrifice, beautify their existence.
Sacrifice and donation of
something. Donation?
Yeah. Can purify our existence.
By giving.
Yeah.
The mood of giving purifies our existence, yes.
Yeah. How?
How? Our natural position is one of giving everything to Krishna. Sarvadhaman Parityajya.
Наше изначальное положение заключается в том, что мы хотим все дать Кришне. Сарвадхаман Парityajya.
But we're thinking, the foolish living entity thinks, why I should give? Let me just simply take.
Но по глупости своего животного начинает думать, зачем мне все отдавать? Лучше надо брать.
So Krishna gives him facility to be a taker within this material existence.
И поэтому Кришна дает возможность в материальном мире живому существу быть потребителем.
But the difficulty is he has to compete with millions and billions of other takers.
Но проблема заключается в том, что ему придется соревноваться с миллионами и миллиардами других потребителей.
And there's only so much you can take, and everybody is competing to take as much as they can take.
Как много вы можете взять, если другие тоже хотят взять?
So that taking mood puts you into identification with your material body.
Это настроение потребителя, то есть настроение брать, а не давать.
Which is temporary.
Сильно погружает нас в телесную концепцию, в отождествление себя с этим телом.
It's temporary.
Тем, что является временным.
Full of ignorance.
Временным, полно.
And full of misery.
И полным страданием.
So as soon as you come back to the giving mood.
Поэтому как только вы начинаете возвращаться к настроению.
Then you're reviving your original pure nature.
Тогда вы начинаете возрождать свою изначальную чистую духовную природу.
In other words, this mood of giving service to Krishna and to the living beings, according to the orders of Krishna, brings you back into your original natural identity. Which is a state of complete purity. The exploitative taking mood is an impure state.
То есть вот это настроение эксплуататорское, потребительское настроение, оно является осквернением.
The pure state is one of giving to Krishna.
Чистое состояние – это желание давать что-то Кришне.
So I'll take one more question now.
Итак, я хотел бы услышать сегодня последний вопрос.
Anyone else have a question? Yes.
Служить только другим преданным и думать о своем очищении, или мы как бы должны активно влиять как бы на общество, которое окружает нас здесь в материальном мире? То есть должны ли мы активно влиять на общество, которое нас окружает здесь в материальном мире?
Does we have during our devotional service think only about our own purification? Or we have to thought also about influence on the whole community.
Actually, there's no difference.
В действительности нет разницы.
Because this is Krishna has ordered you to surrender to him.
Если вы предаетесь Кришне.
Lord Chaitanya has ordered you to preach. So our purification is to help others to become purified also.
То наше очищение заключается в том, чтобы также одновременно помогать другим.
By engaging in preaching activities,
другими словами, занимаясь проповеднической деятельностью,
one purifies one's own consciousness also.
Он одновременно очищает свою собственную сознание.
So we are not escapists.
То есть мы не пытаемся убежать куда-то.
Then we want to leave the world. No, we want to stay in the world and save it. That is our position.
Yes.
We don't want to run away to the Himalayas. That is the philosophy of the Mayavadis. We want to stay here in the cities and make a spiritual revolution. That is our purification.
В этом заключается наше собственное также очищение.
To revolutionize this planet for Prabhupada.
Революционизировать эту планету для указания, для Прабхупады и его указания.
So we'll stop here. And we thank you all very, very much for so nicely receiving us. We are very happy to see how you are maintaining Krishna consciousness here in Kaliningrad, Russia. Actually, when we come here, we do not feel that we are in this material world. We feel how we are in the spiritual world. By your wonderful association. So continue in this way, churning the Krishna Bhakti within the heart. And you will see God. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Rāja Vidyāt Śrīmad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.
Sankarsana Maharaj ki
jai.
Jai. Vishnu Priya Devi ki
jai.
ISKCON Kaliningrad devotees ki jai.